Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So Brad, as the resident bracket guy who understands sports brackets and stuff, because I sure don't.
Yay, sports ball!
Only good news for our D23 March Hare Magic whatever brackets, right?
Yeah, it's nothing but it's all roses coming up in that bracket. So let's see. I feel like last week we talked about, you know, the worst thing that could happen would be if somehow you lost this one and I lost this one, and thus we would both lose our winners in the first round. But there's just no way that's going to happen. And
highly unlikely.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So
I cannot believe it.
Yeah, like, how does When You Wish Upon a Star and the Bare Necessities? Now, I understand how the Bare Necessities didn't win because, you know, it's a garbage song compared to Hakuna Matata. But When You Wish Upon a Star, do you people not have a heart?
I can't believe that loss to what Be Our Guest.
Yeah, well, because you picked Be Our Guest, but even you said, you know, because we both agreed that we weren't going to pick based on who we actually thought would win. And you're like, yeah, but people are going to pick When You Wish Upon a Star.
Yes. I can't believe it. That's so crazy. But yeah, we are both out.
Yeah, like, yeah. Basically, right now, I'm rooting that Poor Unfortunate Souls doesn't win again, and it probably will, because it's better than Cruella de Vil. Don't at me, bro. But it's that's like whether or not you win or we tie, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're down to now. Well, the outcomes of this round will tell us. So yeah, that whole thing is pretty much over. And then, so I kept waiting and waiting for the March Magic brackets, right? I thought,
not
today, tomorrow.
Real ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Not this day. Yeah, because I've seen some people doing them, but I want the ones from Disney.
Right.
And yeah, I saw that Shop Disney, you know, somebody tweeted them and said, hey, where's the March Magic merchandise and all that stuff? You know, where's the whole thing? And they're like, oh, just keep an eye out. It's going to be coming soon. You know, actually, I don't know if they said coming soon, but they said keep an eye out. Something is on its way or something to that effect.
Huh.
So I thought, okay, well, it is still happening this year. And at this point, I'm kind of thinking not.
Yeah. It's getting, if they don't do it next week, they're out of time.
Yeah, we're recording Thursday night, March 15th. And as of right now, I don't see anything about no March Magic brackets, which maybe I just don't know where. Maybe it's like an underground. Maybe is March Magic like Fight Club now?
Oh, gosh, are we breaking? Oh, maybe that's why we haven't gotten it.
Yeah,
we're breaking the rules.
We talk about it like all the time. Okay,
oops.
So yeah, March Magic isn't a thing anymore. Wink, wink.
Uh-oh.
Invite me. So yeah, suddenly we're without an entire, we're without a topic for tonight, which was probably going to be the only topic for tonight, and everyone's breathing a huge sigh of relief. Because we won't be able to burn two episodes in a row talking about nothing but brackets. But I think there's an advantage to talking about brackets, right? Because it allows things time to settle. Because if we weren't talking about brackets last week, we would have been talking about Disney is removing the citrus swirl
they were removing.
Yeah, well, with the other name, it gets confusing now to me. But yes, so they brought back the citrus swirl not too long ago in the grand scheme of things. And then suddenly it was gone again, and that was on our show notes. But once again, we didn't make it past bracket talk because we were going to get through that real fast. And now we're talking this week, and you know, there's really not a story there because now the citrus swirl is back. So I guess orange swirl is now a thing.
Yeah.
That's new. So,
still a thing.
No, orange swirl is a new thing, right? Yeah, that's what they replaced the citrus swirl with.
Yeah, but then they brought the citrus one back, but kept the orange one.
Was the orange one there the whole time? No.
Oh, yeah, that's what they replaced citrus swirl with.
Yeah, but then they brought back citrus swirl, and then citrus swirl was the only thing there,
until they got rid of that, and then they brought in Orange Swirl, and now Orange Swirl and Citrus Swirl are coexisting because everybody's nice to each other in the world now, right?
Yeah, you're going back way farther than I am. I just mean like in the last week.
Stuff
happened.
So prior to last week, though, was Citrus Swirl not the only thing there?
I don't know.
Okay, because I think prior to last week, it was just Citrus Swirl. Then Citrus Swirl went away, and it was just Orange Swirl for the period of the week right there. And now it is Citrus Swirl and Orange Swirl together.
Okay.
I think that is the way that this breaks down. But anyway, the moral of the story is...
It's important news. We need to get this right.
Yeah, we have to get our facts right because people depend on us for 100% factual reporting at all times. But yeah, so I don't know. Maybe we should just sit on all the... You know what? Let's just not talk about anything this week. And by next week, everything will have sorted itself out. And then I don't have to get angry.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
All right. It's fun.
No, you're going to have to get... Let's hope less
upset than what I was. Yes. It's a good thing this was... You know, I said that on our social media accounts, and I think some people took that as me being flippant. No, I'm being 100% serious. I don't want things like this announced right before we record because I'm not, a good person right after it comes out?
This is so funny because
you don't care at all.
I could not care less.
Oh.
And so this is going... Okay, so what we're talking about is Disney announcing that they're going to start charging resort guests overnight parking fees, which, $30 a night was what they said? Is that right?
So the new parking fees are $13 for value resorts. $19 for moderates, and $24 for...
Deluxe
resorts.
Okay. So they have, you know, they said they were going to start charging for parking. It has recently, like today, I think, or yesterday, changed, and they're not referencing that anymore.
Oh, no. So that was actually earlier today, a couple of hours ago. But then I just checked, and it's referencing it again. So apparently that's... Who knows by the time you're actually listening to this what's going to be going down? But as
I was
going
to say, we're going to have this conversation as if they're going to charge.
Yes,
for parking.
as of right this second, they are charging. It is announced on their website after March 21st. So if you are making a reservation now, and I think if you're making a reservation now and it happens after March 21st, you're going to have to pay parking. I did see some people saying, if you already have a reservation, even if it's for after March 21st, you're still okay.
Right.
So so you guys are all grandfathered in, but past this point, you're going to be paying $13, $19, or $24, depending on where you're staying. Because, you know, at the point where you're paying $500, $600 a night, that's just not quite enough.
Yeah.
Why not give us another $24 for your car?
Okay, so let me say... my thoughts, and then we'll let you rant a bit.
Then you can explain to me why my thoughts are wrong. Yes, okay, I'm good with that.
For people like me, I live in Texas. I fly to Florida when I go to Disney World. I take Magical Express. I would never dream of renting a car. This does not concern me at all, or make me angry. Like, it's fine. Hopefully, it'll cut down on traffic when, you know, the buses are getting into the parks. I will say that this is not great for people who live in, like, Georgia or, Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, you know, states where you could ostensibly drive, without much fuss. That's kind of bad for them. I believe that if you're a season ticket holder or an annual pass holder, you still don't pay. Isn't parking is still built in for them?
No. Even if they're staying APs on the resort, the only people who get out of the new resort parking fees are people who are staying at the campsites at Disney's Fort Wilderness, because strangely, they're probably going to need a vehicle.
Right.
Guests with disabilities will continue to get it if they have a valid disability parking permit. And Disney Vacation Club members,
right,
when they're staying at a deluxe villa, regardless of how they pay, or while they're staying at a Walt Disney World Resort hotel, as long as they are using their vacation points. So if they pay cash at anywhere except for deluxe villa, they're going to have to pay for parking as well. But if they're staying at a deluxe villa, either way, their parking is covered.
Hmm.
But those are the only people who get out of this. So no, annual pass holders do not. They will also be paying overnight parking at resort hotels.
Well, that sucks. But so I can see how this is not great for people who are AP holders or people who live in the surrounding states. But honestly, if you're flying in, if you're like making a trip and you're flying into MCO, I think it's kind of silly to not use Magical Express. I mean, it's a service that's offered for free and they collect your bags. And, you know, I mean, if you want to rent a car and drive yourself, I don't know. I don't understand the want to do that. And so I don't know, not using Magical Express seems silly to me. I think for the majority of the people who are going to Walt Disney World who need to stay overnight, because again, if you're an AP holder and you live in Orlando or the surrounding areas, you're not going to need to stay. And so that's not going to affect you there. I think just take Magical Express or pay for the minivan trip from the airport if you want a private ride. You
and
know?
You're staying at one of those resorts because that's the only place they're offering that right now.
Right.
Basically pay for an Uber or pay for a Lyft.
I'm assuming in the future the minivans will be available for all resorts. Like it won't just be in this testing phase where, you know, they're only going to what, one or two resorts. I assume that in the future minivan rides from the airport will be available to everyone staying on property. So yeah, that's why it doesn't bother me at all. I am done. So Brad, go ahead.
So the reason that it doesn't bother you is that it doesn't affect you. And I do get that. And honestly, well, and at some
there's a free service.
To some I look at it and I say the same thing. It doesn't.
If Magical Express didn't exist, this would be appalling.
Yeah, but it's still. So here, first of all, I have driven from Texas. It's about a 16-hour drive, but sometimes if you've got 5 or 6 people going, driving can be significantly cheaper than, you know, that many plane tickets.
Sure.
So there's that aspect to take into account, being able to actually go and leave the parks to, you know, to go grab food once or twice or to go see something else, because not everybody is going to do Disney their entire trip. These are all things that come into play for everybody. The rental car, I've only done once or twice, and it's because, again, we had something else going on in the area. At the same time, we're trying to fit in a Disney trip. And even so there is that frustration in that this is something that I use, and it's now going to be harder to do. But I guess my other frustration is, like, this is just a fee for the sake of a fee. Right. It's not like Disney announced they're building a bunch of new parking garages.
Right.
And so now they need to have parking fees or, you know, anything. Like, this is just them saying, you know what, we want more money. And so we're going to charge you for parking. And I totally get that most other hotels do it, right? Because that is one thing that I've seen quite a few people say is, well, it's not that surprising. Most hotels nowadays do that. And that is true. Though I would also argue that most hotels that are, you know, let's say moderate level and up. I don't think that the hotel that I would consider to be the equivalent to, say, the All-Stars is typically charging me for parking.
Best Western does not usually charge you for parking.
That's what I'm saying. And that's in the same realm. Now, yes, I totally get that when I go stay at, you know, a Westin or, you know, a Hilton or something like that, most of the time nowadays, I'm going to have to pay for parking. But again, like, that's a, why are we suddenly thinking that it's a good argument that, well, the rest of everybody else is doing it, so why shouldn't Disney just go ahead? Like, when has that ever been a great argument for sticking it to the customer a little bit more?
Right.
You know, like, well, let's see, Six Flags charges for Fast Pass, so why doesn't Disney?
Right.
You know, I mean, so it's perfectly okay because they do it and so everybody else does it. Yeah, that was really the part that just most, like, infuriated me, is that I wasn't seeing something, you know, there's no advantage to it, right?
Right.
And if they were providing some additional service or something more than what's been there the whole time at the same rates that the hotels currently are, then I guess I would be a bit more accepting of this. But yeah, that's what drives me insane. Though I did notice, so I looked at the whole parking thing, right? On the website, and I noticed that underneath this, so they give you the parking rates, right?
Uh-huh.
And then it says down where, you know, in the theme park parking, that registered guests of Disney Resort Hotels, select annual pass holders, premium pass holders, and Disney Premier Passport holders may enjoy complimentary standard self-parking at Disney theme parks. So my new plan is I'm just going to offer on Craigslist, do you want my free parking spot? Because I'll leave my car parked at Pop Century, and then if I can sell that to them for, like, say, $10 a day or $15 even, hey, I'm going to come out with free parking again.
Sure.
Because,
so it's, you know, a foolproof plan, bro.
That's right. That's right. Disney will never catch on, and there's no disadvantage to giving some random person from Craigslist my room information.
Yeah.
See? Like, I can pay for this, but
bulletproof.
I don't know. I just, again, it's fees for the sake of fees, and that just is what they've been doing for so long, I feel like.
So, I have a conspiracy theory. The making it a DVC perk is interesting to me. Do you think that DVC is not going as well as they want, and this is another way to maybe try and sell DVC to people?
No, I think that's more evidence of DVC going better than they ever could have anticipated. And so, you know, who really wants a one-time visit customer when you can have somebody who's locked in, who has no choice but to, you know what I mean? Like,
who's paying you yearly?
Yes, yeah. Who's like, well, I got to go this year because I'm already paid in, and I'm going to have to pay that maintenance fee. Yeah, I've got to use them. I mean, I can only bank them for so long. So, yeah, and you know, they are trying to improve that. You know, it's one more thing that they can now say, this is a perk for using DVC. And maybe I need to look into more of that, you know, because that whole points buying thing.
Uh-huh.
Would that then get me free parking? Because maybe I'm going to have to start buying points or something. I don't know.
I don't know. They were pushing back on that recently.
They were.
They changed their entire structure.
Well, that was like for reselling, right? Because you can buy points as a one. I don't know. I'm not even going to get into that because I don't know anything about DVC, and everybody's going to go be like, you got that totally wrong. Or people are suddenly going to start trying to do what I said and be like, why can't I do this? So I don't know anything about DVC, but yeah, I've heard some stuff about points buying. And yes, they have tried to curtail that because Disney doesn't want that going outside. They want to make you have to use it again, not somebody else.
I was
going to
say, they are pretty precious about what you do with their not a timeshare, so maybe that wouldn't work too well.
Yeah, so, you know, and in response to this, we did have people saying, you know, this looks like it's a way of getting people to either use mini e-vans or just stay on property. And yes, I think that's completely what this is, because before it was a little bit easier to get a rental car, go to Disney for 4 days and go to Universal for 3 days now, or even go to Disney for your entire trip But maybe instead you're going to do, what, Volcano, what's that place called?
Volcano Bay.
There you go, Volcano Bay. Maybe that was going to be your water park.
So my first trip to Disney, we flew an MCO, took Magical Express to the park, stayed at Disney for 4 days. On day five, we rented a car, drove to, what beach was that? Palm Beach. Stayed in a hotel there for one night. Came back to Disney, dropped the car off, and took Magical Express back to the airport. That's an option. I guess you would be paying for an extra night on your Disney hotel for nothing. You'd be losing, you know, $200 or whatever, depending on what hotel you're staying at, obviously. But that is an option. And if you, like you were saying, if you want to go to Universal for a day, just rent a car for a day.
Or get an Uber or a Lyft.
Right. And most of those car rental places will come drop it off at your hotel. The car, won't they?
Assuming Disney lets them through the front gate.
Right. I guess so.
You know, I wonder if that will not be the next thing. Like, if you'll start seeing, you know, because I've heard that it's getting harder for, you know, Uber and Lyft in some ways to do the stuff that they've been doing. And I'm wondering if Disney's not going to continue to crack down on, you know, non-guest entry into resorts and things like that. You know, because, things like this parking tell me that Disney, or at least make me feel like Disney's really focused on trying to keep you there at all times. And yeah, that would be a good next step to make sure you stay there all the time.
I wonder, though, if you rented a car, like you paid for it,
mm-hmm.
and Disney did not allow them to come onto the property, like what would the liability there be? Like, would they be liable to pay for your car or like pay for any fees that you would
I doubt it, because I mean, the car got as close as it can get. This is you were told that only guests were allowed past this point. So I guess you'd have to walk out to the guard shack to meet your car or something. And again, you know what? It may not even come to that, but it feels like it might. So
yeah, and I mean, that's just hypothetically. I was wondering.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting, huh?
Yeah, stop trying to bleed us dry with all these additional fees, Disney.
It's another example of Disney doing something that everyone else does. And that's the reason it feels yucky. It's because, like, you and I both feel like Disney's better than this. You know, and, like, we hold them to a much higher standard, which is, you know, like, why every time we talk about paid Fast Pass, it's like, it makes us both feel sick. Because it's like, Disney can't do that. They're better than that. But, you know, it's a cruel reality, I guess, sometimes that they're in it for the same thing that Universal and Six Flags and everything or everybody's in it for. And that's profits.
Got to make them dollar bills, y'all.
So, yeah, it's disenchanting, I think,
yes,
a little bit for
absolutely. But not nearly as infuriating.
Boy,
for
you're having trouble with that word,
is.
Man.
I know. Infuriating. Yeah.
No,
something.
This does not bother me at all because I think that. So I think that Magical Express is such a great value add that's free that I don't blame them.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Parking used to be free too.
Yeah, but. Parking, this parking cost does not affect people who are using the already free service. The already free.
All that I'm saying is there was a time when parking was free and now it's not. So I don't think we should all cling to the fact that Magical Express is free. That's all that I'm saying.
I see.
Express is free for now.
So if they all of a sudden make Magical Express a fee, which let's get it straight. We're saying the word free with enormous air quotes around it. Nothing is free at Disney. And the $2,000 or $3,000 I spend to go there for a week
So you're saying if Magical Express now becomes an additional cost.
Yes. I'm just saying, like, let's be for real.
Yeah, that
we're paying for Magical Express.
Yeah, everybody is, whether you're using it or not.
Right. But yeah.
But it's okay. They took away that parking fee if you're not using that. Hotel prices didn't go down, but don't worry, you're not paying for parking anymore.
But yeah, if Magical Express became like a, you know, $50 per person or $20 per person add-on thing, that would make me a little more upset, because then there is no free option. Because I can kind of see, I mean, if you can get everyone who was going to rent a car at the airport, and, you know, it's not going to make a difference for people who drive from Texas, Georgia, Orlando, whatever. It's not going to make a difference for them. But people who would rent a car at the airport, which I was talking to my wife about it, and my dad was the kind of guy who would not want to be somewhere without a car. And he was the kind of guy who would rent a car at the airport and drive it instead of taking the bus. And so for people like that, if you can get those people off of the roads into, let's say, Animal Kingdom, because I wait more often to get into Animal Kingdom when I'm taking the transportation system than anywhere. Like, there always seems to be congestion getting into Animal Kingdom. I can see how getting the people who would rent a car at the airport off the road, that could alleviate some congestion getting into the parks.
See, I question how big of a percentage you're actually going to change. I think for the most part, this just turns into free money for Disney.
So, yes, I have no data. Disney has the data. There might be 100 people, you know, a week.
Per day,
Who rent cars. And that's nothing. You know, that's not going to make a difference.
And if it does make a difference, though, is Disney going to actually invest in the, you know, bus system that feels like it's overwhelmed a lot of times?
Yeah, I don't know.
When suddenly you've got all these people who were going to take their own vehicles who are now going to be on the bus?
Yeah.
I sure hope. I mean, if you're going to start charging everybody for parking, please start investing it in all of these other systems. And yes, I do remember that, you know, gondolas are about to be a thing, but not for all the parks, for all the resorts.
Yeah. And anyone who has ever tried to leave the Magic Kingdom at night, or at the TTC at night, like, the buses, or Disney Springs, not the TTC, but Disney Springs at night, the buses are terrible. They're awful. There's nowhere to sit. There's no, it's like, it's shoulder to shoulder, just awful. So, yeah,
and they're running as many as they can, often as fast as they can if it's the end of the night, and yet it's still like that. And now suddenly you're taught, you know, so let's imagine that maybe it doesn't trend more towards the free money side, but trends more toward the a lot more people actually stop bringing their cars, and it cuts down on, you know, the amount of vehicles on the road, but it all that also adds more people that now need to get onto those buses. Mm-hmm. So that line that, you know, I mean, like, you've seen the Magic Kingdom line for the value resorts, especially All Stars and or, you know, Pop / Art of Animation, you know, at the end of the night, where it's like they've got the temporary stanchions up because it's running all the way down that walkway.
Right.
And now there's going to be even more people in that line.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this does affect things. But, you know, however things go, Disney, they'll say, you know what, we'll sleep a little better with this extra money under our pillow at night.
Maybe they'll get those buses that are two buses
double-deckers
together with
some of those
accordions.
They've already got some of those.
Well, maybe they'll make all of them that.
They'd better.
Then you got double-length buses.
Twice as much craziness.
As much body odor.
Nobody wants that.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.